We've brought you a number of stories recently about the legal use of recreational marijuana, which is now allowed in 10 states and the District of Columbia. But it's still illegal for members of the military to use the drug for any reason. Colorado Public Radio's Dan Boyce tells us about the tension that creates in places like Colorado, where recreational pot is fair game for almost everybody else.
On a recent tour of a rec center at Fort Carson Army Base, I see a tall, door-framed-size poster headlined, "The Costs of Marijuana." Through charts and graphics, it lists the Army's perspective on pot's physical costs, social costs, usage trends.
It emphasizes the fact that marijuana still continues to be the drug of choice in all of our services.
That's Donna Klaus. She's the Prevention Services Branch Chief for the Army's Substance Abuse Program. She's based at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, Texas. Her group created the poster, which is posted at bases around the country. Another part of the poster shows a color-coded map of the U.S., split up by whether marijuana is legal recreationally or medically.
We understand that there might be confusion, especially for individuals who live in the states where marijuana use is legal.
For the military, there's no confusion. It is never okay for soldiers to use, even if they're stationed in a legal marijuana state. At a recent Colorado Springs City Council candidate debate.
All right, candidates, do you support the sale of recreational marijuana in Colorado Springs?
The Springs, where Fort Carson is located, is the largest city in Colorado that has not legalized recreational marijuana stores. Many here complain the city is likely missing out on millions in revenue from highly taxed pot shops. But so far, local officials just aren't willing to risk angering the armed forces. There are 5 bases in the Colorado Springs area, and they form a cornerstone of the local economy. Here's newly elected council member Wayne Williams.
Folks, the last thing we need to do is to make recreational marijuana yet another reason why the Defense Department opts to take missions, troops, personnel, and move it somewhere else.
Somewhere else, like maybe the Army's Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama.
Which I've been told likes to badmouth Colorado Springs from time to time because of cannabis.
Andrew Heaton runs a medical marijuana business in Colorado Springs, which are legal. He says having legal marijuana near a base does not mean more soldiers will use the drug. He says in cities like Huntsville, you can still go off base and buy pot on the street.
In a community where it's legal, you've got it off the streets for the most part.
Now, there are many who would debate that point, but aside from that, Heaton also points out military members undergo random drug tests. And if you come up positive, it doesn't matter where the pot came from.
And none of them want to get what they call the BCD, the big chicken dinner, which is a bad conduct discharge.
Not surprisingly, active duty soldiers are wary of talking about any marijuana use. But as legalization has spread, some veterans are getting increasingly vocal, saying it's time to re-examine the policy. Matthew Kale served in the Army in Afghanistan.
Had 2 deployments and 1 medevac.
His face was badly injured, traumatic brain injury, spinal injuries, PTSD. It left him taking a lot of medication.
Yeah, it was a whole laundry list. It was some opiates, benzodiazepines.
20 or so different things. But he moved to Colorado to try marijuana as an alternative and says it largely worked. He started reducing his pills, medication by medication.
And eventually I got it down to nothing.
He now runs an organization focused in part on securing the right for veterans to use medical cannabis. And he thinks it's time to be realistic about active duty soldiers and drug use too.
I know of people who are deployed and they often come across hash in Afghanistan. They use hash in order to medicate not just the horrors, the hardships of war, but to alleviate the boredom.
Donna Klaus with the Army's Substance Abuse Program says this is all beside the point. As long as marijuana remains illegal federally, the rule stands.
Illegal drug use and abuse remains incompatible with both military and civilian services in the Army.
Last year, the Department of Defense released a memo specifically reaffirming its prohibition on marijuana, medical or otherwise. For Here and Now, I'm Dan Boyce in Colorado Springs.